Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Inflated Money, Debt, and the American Dream by R. Christopher Whalen is a nonfiction analysis of the United States monetary system, public debt, and the inflationary habits that have shaped modern American economic life. Written in a concise, polemical style, the book traces how debt financing, central banking, and policy choices have influenced everything from growth and asset prices to housing costs and the value of savings. Rather than treating inflation as a temporary disruption, Whalen presents it as a structural feature of the American system, rooted in the long interaction between government borrowing and monetary expansion. The book also connects historical episodes, such as the end of gold convertibility, with contemporary issues like cryptocurrencies, commercial real estate stress, and rising consumer debt. Its purpose is both explanatory and cautionary, to show how the American dream has increasingly been built on leverage and inflation, and to argue that readers should understand the financial incentives and distortions that come with that model. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how debt and inflation became structural tools of the American economy. The book's central argument is that debt and inflation are not accidental side effects of policy, but recurring instruments used to support American growth and government spending. Whalen frames the United States as a system that has repeatedly relied on borrowing to finance expansion, whether in public budgets, household consumption, or financial markets. This matters because it changes how readers interpret economic stability. Prosperity is shown to rest on a fragile foundation of ever-growing obligations rather than on savings or productivity alone. By describing America as addicted to debt, the book makes a broader point about incentives. Politicians, consumers, and investors all benefit in the short term from easy credit and rising nominal prices, even when those same forces erode long-term purchasing power. The result is an economy where inflation can appear useful because it reduces the burden of past debts, but that same mechanism quietly punishes savers and distorts planning. This framing is one of the book's most important contributions because it recasts inflation as a policy regime rather than a temporary problem. Secondly, the Federal Reserve, monetary policy, and the logic of modern monetary theory. A major theme of the book is the role of the Federal Reserve and the broader monetary system in enabling debt accumulation. Whalen uses this framework to explain why contemporary debates about inflation, rates, and deficits cannot be separated from the institutions that create and manage money. That a discussion of modern monetary theory is especially important because it reflects the book's concern that many policymakers now treat government borrowing as less constrained than traditional fiscal theory would suggest. In Whalen's view, this encourages the belief that deficits can be tolerated so long as money creation and market confidence remain intact. The book does not merely criticize central banking in the abstract, it shows how policy can influence asset prices, housing affordability, and the incentives for further leverage. By linking the Fed to the expansion of debt and the normalization of inflation, Whalen offers readers a way to see why monetary decisions affect everyday life far beyond interest rates. The underlying insight is that monetary policy is not neutral. It shapes wealth distribution, market behavior, and the feasibility of the American dream itself. Thirdly, why savers lose in an inflationary system and real assets gain importance. Whalen places strong emphasis on the practical consequences of inflation for ordinary households and investors. One of the book's clearest lessons is that cash savings lose value when prices rise faster than returns, which means conventional saving can become a losing strategy in a persistently inflationary environment. This is not presented as a moral claim, but as a structural one. If money is being devalued over time, then holding nominal balances without protection erodes real wealth. The book therefore shifts attention toward tangible assets that may hold value better during inflationary periods, including real estate, raw land, precious metals, and art. This emphasis is significant because it ties macroeconomic analysis to portfolio behavior. Readers are not simply told that inflation is bad. They are shown how it changes the relative attractiveness of different assets. At the same time, the book avoids pretending that any hedge is perfect. Its real value lies in showing how inflation redistributes gains and losses, rewarding borrowers and asset holders while disadvantaging those who rely on wages or cash reserves. Fourthly, from the gold standard to cryptocurrencies, money as a political arrangement. Another distinctive element of the book is its historical and conceptual treatment of money itself. Whalen traces the American monetary story from earlier forms of hard money and the gold standard era to the modern fiat system, arguing that each shift has widened the government's ability to manage debt through the currency. This historical lens matters because it helps explain why current debates about cryptocurrencies are not simply technological. In the book's framework, digital assets are part of a broader search for monetary alternatives in response to mistrust in official money and fear of continued debasement. Yet Whalen does not present crypto as a clean solution. Instead, he places it within the same landscape of monetary competition, state power, and speculation. The point is that money is never purely technical. It is a political arrangement shaped by law, confidence, and institutional authority. By connecting gold confiscation, reserve currency status, and digital currencies, the book argues that Americans need to think about money as a tool of state finance as much as a medium of exchange. That perspective gives the book a historical depth that many current commentary books lack. Lastly, commercial real estate, consumer debt, and the fragility of the modern American dream. The book extends its monetary argument into current vulnerabilities in the U.S. economy, especially commercial real estate, housing, and credit card debt. These topics matter because they show how the consequences of long-term leverage are visible not only in government finance, but also in local markets and household balance sheets. Whalen suggests that high debt levels and persistent inflation have left the middle class under pressure, while empty offices, REIT instability, and weak real purchasing power expose the fragility of asset prices built on cheap money. This is an important dimension of the book because it links macroeconomics to lived experience. The American dream, in Whalen's telling, depends on stable currency, affordable credit, and rising real incomes, but those conditions become harder to sustain when debt keeps expanding faster than productive growth. By focusing on these stress points, the book warns that financial instability is not confined to Wall Street or Washington. It reaches everyday decisions about mortgages, rent, retirement, and consumption. That makes the book not only a critique of policy, but also a diagnosis of structural pressure on the economic model itself. In conclusion, inflated money, debt, and the American dream will be most useful to readers who want an argument-driven explanation of how U.S. monetary policy, public debt, and inflation interact. It is especially relevant for investors, financially curious general readers, and anyone trying to understand why housing, savings, credit, and asset prices feel increasingly distorted. The book offers practical benefit by translating abstract macroeconomic issues into concrete consequences for savers, borrowers, and asset holders. It also has intellectual value for readers interested in monetary history, central banking, and the political uses of debt. What distinguishes it from many books in the same category is its combination of historical sweep and present-day financial relevance. Rather than treating inflation as a narrow consumer price issue, Whalen connects it to the American credit system, the end of gold convertibility, the role of the Federal Reserve, and the rise of alternative assets and cryptocurrencies. The result is a compact but forceful account of why inflation is not just an economic statistic, but a defining feature of the modern American model and its vulnerabilities. If you would like to support R. Christopher Whalen, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.